we're buying Irish this afternoon. We're talking to some of the Irish producers of gifts and toys from right around the country. So if there's a company you want to mention, we'll try and get through as many as we can. It's 087 1400 106. Anne Chapman, who is a jewellery designer based in Dublin, is with me in studio today. Anne, good afternoon. How are you?
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
Now, you have some of your you know, different necklaces, rings, earrings, bracelets in studio here today. But I suppose one of the things you wanted to mention was that while a lot of people are going out and buying and purchasing in the lead up to Christmas, you know, they'll see things like handmade, homemade, Irish produced, artisan on the packaging. But how do we know that they're authentically Irish?
I think you have to look really closely at the packaging and see, you know, where is it being made? Does it have an address on it? Does it have the picture of the maker? You know, picture says 1,000 words. Mm. We have our workshop at the front of our shop in the Westbury Mall. So you can see our goldsmiths. We have 4 goldsmiths working at jewellery benches.
Oh, wow.
In the shop. So you can actually see our jewellery being made. And that's how you know that it's authentic, it's, and handcrafted. Yeah.
And that is like very authentic when you can, in the same way as you might sit at a restaurant and watch the chef cook, but that's actually what you're looking at.
That's it, exactly. Chef's table for jewellery.
So tell us about your, I suppose, you know, typically the kind of products you produce.
So what I've brought in today is a selection of pieces. First of all, I was going to talk to you about the Stepping Stones piece. So our Stepping Stones collection, it's a really special collection. We designed it in connection with Aware, and 10% of the sales go to Aware to help them support people with mental health difficulties. So we have donated €55,000 to Aware over the years, which is amazing.
Brilliant.
The design is about life's curvy path. There are highs and lows, ups and downs. And then there's a little diamond there to mark kind of a special occasion. The collection starts at €110. And then the ring there, there's a gold ring with 6 diamonds. It's quite the showstopper.
Yeah.
So that goes up into €4,270. Wow. So you can see there's a really broad price range
in there as well. And the idea of having, you know, collections like this that are reflections of maybe different elements, like, is that stuff that people tend to look for now more than just a generic piece?
Absolutely. It really resonates with our customers. Like, everybody has a story. There's a reason why they might want to buy a piece. They might, you know, ask us, could we change the position of the diamond because the third step might, you know, have more significance than the sixth step for them, or, you know, whatever the reason might be. But it's really important that jewellery has meaning, I think, and that there is a story behind it.
How is the jewellery business going?
Well, for us, we're flying. Yeah. I think people really value handmade. They really value Irish. They love what we do. It's contemporary. It's different. Like I say, the workshop is on view. So it's very different. You know, it's very unique take on a jewellery purchase, and people love that.
Yeah. Okay. So this is obviously a busy time, Christmas presents and all that goes with that.
Absolutely. The workshop is flat out right now. Probably asking, why is she on the radio?
Yeah. Why are you even talking about it? We've enough to do between now and Christmas. I can well imagine. Miriam is with us from Mimi Toys on the line too, Anne. Miriam, just tell us a little bit about your business. How are you?
Hi, good. Thanks for having me. So Mimi Toys is a 20-year-old business selling toys with my real passion for children's, you know, growth, development and happiness. So I source toys from all over Europe, simple toys. You know, when I started 20 years ago, I had an ideal and I was looking for toys that really encourage my children's growth, development, at the same time as allowing them to use their talents and skills, you know, creativity, spontaneity, sense of fun, sense of humor. So my online shop really offers a range of toys from very early years to all the children, but with a focus on fun and spontaneity.
And Kevin Dooley is with me as well. Kevin is from Dooley's Wool. Tell us about your business, Kevin.
Hi, Andrea. Yeah, we are traditionally wool merchants here in the foot of the Shillelagh Blooms here in South Offaly. And we've been buying wool from the Irish farmers for the last 70 years. And recently we've diversified into the bedding industry. We're now purchasing wool from the Irish farmers, and we're producing wool pillows, duvets, mattress toppers, and we've currently started to produce some bed throws and bed blankets as well. And it's 100% Irish wool. And as you might know, wool is naturally hyperallergenic, and it's temperature regulating, so it makes the perfect gift for someone this Christmas.
So it's diversification, Kevin, at an entirely different level that you've moved into the sort of the bedding production.
Yeah, like we always knew wool was the perfect insulator, and I suppose since COVID struck in 2020, the wool industry came under pressure, so we had to find an alternative, and we knew wool is great for insulating and for bedding. So we said, why don't we just try it in pillows and duvets? And it's been done before, you know, 20, 30 years ago, every bed blanket in Ireland was made from wool. And unfortunately, the opposition, which is synthetic, has come and taken over as a cheaper alternative. So we're trying to put a little value back into Irish wool and, you know, I mean, create a perfect night's sleep for everybody in Ireland.
Yeah. Is it very much a sort of a Christmas, you know, gift or Christmas present idea, Kevin?
Well, definitely. Like, our pillows would start from around €70, so they're ideal for everybody. Like, and they come in three different types, in a soft, a medium, and a firm. So, and they come well packaged and very presentable. So they look well under the Christmas tree this year.
Fintan is with us. Fintan is the founder of My Games Sports Memoirs. Fintan, I was looking at some of your plaques earlier today. You had the Clare All-Ireland Hurling plaque and Dublin as well for the football. So this is very much, I suppose, a gift for the sports lover out there.
Yes, hi Andrea. Yes, I handed in there the Dublin six in a row memoir. So our memoirs are basically sports plaques, and they come with a clip to hang on the wall. So I suppose they showcase key details of matches that are forgotten over time. So for example, the Dublin six in a row showcases the date, the venue, the opposition and the scoreline of each of them six All-Irelands, and they're colour-coded then for county colours. And I suppose we can do personalised ones then for club players to showcase how an accomplishment was achieved.
Lovely. So it's even at a club level, you're able to sort of, you know, adapt the plaques to for the club fans.
Yeah, that's where most of our business is really, personalise them for club players. I suppose they spend a lot of time and a lot of sacrifice getting to maybe a county final or something, and we can also implement their medal into our plaque as well.
Right.
So the medals aren't, I suppose, thrown in drawers, which are a lot of the time, and they've sacrificed so much to get them. So their name can be on it, and they can be in their club colours as well.
So it's a very, you know, personalised, sentimental present, really, Fintan.
It is, yeah, it is. And I suppose, like, you can go back in time as well, I suppose, to that matches that have happened years ago and ones that have happened this year, I suppose. And there's one of our plaques in the Croke Park Museum. And it's not just GAA either. We're in different sports such as rugby, golf.
Oh, great.
Shane Lowry has received one as well, showcasing details of how he won the Open, all of his scorecards on it. So
fantastic. Sinead is on the line with us as well. Sinead Gallagher, from Skin Crush LED Masks. I suppose, Sinead, you're in the business of supplying presents and gifts for people that are very much minding their skin.
Yes, absolutely. Thanks, Andrea, for having me on. So Skin Crush LED Mask, we only launched it about 3 weeks ago, and Jeanette and I are both nurses. We own Renew Skin Clinic, and we've designed this LED mask. I'm sure many people have seen LED masks all over the internet. And I suppose for us, we wanted, in our clinics, we find that people, while they're still coming in and having treatments, a lot of people wanted to do treatments at home and care for their skin at home. So we designed two different LED masks. One has got red and infrared light, and that's really effective for people who may have redness in the skin, who want to help with fine lines and wrinkles, who want an over-rejuvenation of the skin. And then we have another mask, which is a clear and calming mask, which is really effective for people who have maybe acne, oil-prone skin, redness as a result of the acne. So there are two masks. And as you said yourself, it's an ideal time to give a gift for someone who loves looking after their skin.
Yeah, you see them all over TikTok, Sinead, don't you, at the moment?
Yeah.
Everybody is at home with the celebrities with the skin masks.
Yeah, I suppose Jeanette and I, because we're both nurses, we did a lot of research into the different types of masks, the different types of wavelengths. You know, our mask contrasts to the shape of the face. We have a head strap that goes over it. So we wanted a mask that people, if they wanted to relax and lie down and put it on, they could. But we also were both busy mums and we have our clinics. We wanted something that if you wanted to run around the house and do your yoga or make your lunch for the kids or whatever it may be, you can do that.
You can do that.
The design is very specific to us. It's great.
Sheila's got in touch to say there's an Irish company called My Little Uniform and their products are brilliant. Sheila says she bought a Garda uniform for her grandson a couple of years ago and the quality was absolutely super. Aideen Monaghan, who is a visual award winning artist in Athenry in Galway, listener suggesting Aideen is in terms of painting cards, Christmas paintings as well, Galway scenes, a lot of scenic Galway artwork too at aideenmonaghan.com. Another texter says they had two rings made by Anne from some old jewellery. Somebody always asks me about them and I absolutely adore them. That's Anne Chapman, who's with me here in studio. This listener says, I'd love if you could mention my company if somebody wanted to buy a present for somebody who is perhaps going through cancer treatment or if they're in hospital. We source suitable gifts. We're an Irish supplier. We've really very unique presents and we're the elephant in the room. Gifts.com is our website. Farna Crafts as well, in terms of making some of the handmade little personalised placards for people, lovely little kind of key door hangers for their front door, and also the new Dimensions Active. They're a family owned premium activewear brand founded by a brother and sister, actually, in terms of making like gym clothes, active leisure wear as well. Loads of Irish businesses out there looking for a little mention. We will make sure to podcast this. Keep them coming into us. It's 087 1400 106. That is the WhatsApp number. That's Anne Chapman. Also, Sinead Gallagher from Skin Rush, Miriam from Mimi Toys, Fintan from My Games Sports Memoirs, and Kevin Dooley there as well from Dooley's Wool.